Okay, today we're going to continue in the 10th parak of Masech Shumas, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. These Mishnayos talk about Nesinas Tam, as we've been talking about, how when Truma gives Tam into the Chulin becomes, takes on the status of Truma, can only be eaten by a Kohen. But now, instead of talking about Nesinas Tam, in the conventional sense, the way Tam normally transfers from one item to the next is through heat. You cook something together with something else, so the Tam transfers from one item to the other. Over here, we're going to be talking about, in both of these Mishnayos, we're going to be talking about kavush, which is when two things are pickled together, even cold, but they're pickled together, we assume that the tam transfers from one to the other. So, zeisei chulan shekvashan im zeisei truma. If you have chulan olives that were pickled together with truma olives, that's the way they would often have olives, is that they're pickled in a jar. So, you have truma and chulan olives that are being pickled together, ptsuei chulan and ptsuei truma, or you have crushed chulan olives that are pickled together with crushed truma olives. Pitzui chulin im shalmi truma. You can have crushed chulin olives that are pickled with full, whole truma olives. O bimei truma. Or even you have crushed chulin olives that are pickled in water that had previously been used for pickling truma olives. So the water is saturated with the tam of the truma. Aser, it's all aser for someone who's not a kohen to eat it, because the pickling causes the tam from the truma to go into the chulin. So if crushed chulin olives are pickled with whole truma olives, and certainly if it's pickled with crushed truma olives, the chulin olives absorb all the tam from the truma olives. And even if the truma olives were taken out from the water before the chulin olives were introduced to the water, so you take the olives out of the jar, the truma olives out of the jar, and then you put chulin olives back in the jar, but you're putting it in the same juice, we still assume that that the chulin olives are going to absorb the tam of the truma. Aval, but here's one case where it doesn't go. Shalmei chulin im pitsuei truma. If you have whole chulin olives that are pickled with even crushed truma olives. Now, crushed olives are much more likely to be polite tam, to give out tam, because it's not protected by the skin of the olive. So if you have a whole chulin olive and crushed truma olives, mutter. Then it's mutter for someone who's not a kohen to eat those chulin olives, because we assume that a whole olive will not absorb the flavor that comes through pickling. It's obviously going to absorb flavor from another food, more easily when something is crushed. So pickling can cause whole olives to release the flavor, but it can't cause whole olives to absorb flavor. We assume it's easier to be polite than to be boleya. So even though we said in the first part of the Mishnah that for a truma olive to be polite its tam, it could even be whole to release tam. It could even be whole for an olive to absorb tam. It needs to be crushed. It cannot be whole. This obviously assumes that there's no bittul b'meya. Normally, when you have a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma, then there's going to be bittul. So now we continue discussing the halachos of pickling, but now not about olives, now about fish in Mishnah Ches. Dog tamei shekvasho im dog tar. If you have a non-kosher fish that was pickled with kosher fish, all in the same barrel, so the halacha is kol gerv shu machzik sasayim. If the barrel holds two fish brine, if the amount of non-kosher fish brine in the barrel is the weight of 10 zuz biyuhuda, which is the same as 5 slaim begalil, and the rest of the barrel is all kosher fish brine, then it's zero asr. Then all the brine in the barrel is going to be asr, because the fish brine is very sharp, and even in a very high percentage of kosher brine, it's not going to become batel. So even if a total of 2 sa' of brine, there are 10 zuz of non-kosher fish brine, which is not a 60-to-1 ratio, that is a 960-to-1 ratio, still it's going to aser all of the brine. If you do all the math, it turns out that it's a 960-to-1 ratio, because a sa' is a volume, and the weight of a sa' of liquid is about the weight height of 4,800 zuz. So two sa is 9,600 zuz, and therefore the proportion of two sa to 10 zuz is 960 to 1. The Tos Yantuf does the math for us. So we assume because Brian is so sharp, it needs 1/960th. It needs a more than 960 to 1 ratio in order for it to be batel. Wow, so that's a big ratio. Now that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Revius Besasayim, that the brine becomes usur only if there's a revius of non-kosher fish brine in a barrel of two sa'a, and that is a much more modest 192 to 1 ratio. But if it's less than a revius of non-kosher brine, if you have a 200 to 1 ratio, certainly a 960 to 1 ratio, then it will become batal. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Mishisha Asur Bo, the brine is usur only if the non-kosher brine is 1/16th of all the brine in the barrel. If the non-kosher brine is less than 1/16th of the total, then the brine is going to be mutter. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi, paradoxically, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not that brine is more likely to aser. Brine is a big kula, that we treat it with a bigger kula than other food. Normally, you need shishim to be mevatel tam. That's because the brine is only considered to be like the zeya of the non-kosher fish. It's considered to be like these just stuff that oozes out of the side of the non-kosher fish, but it's not really part of the fish itself. So mida oraisa, brine from a non-kosher fish, is technically mutter. It's not even considered a yotze mina aser, which is aser. So since it's only aser, midrabanan, the rabbanan didn't require that you need a shishim in order to be mevatelit. So those are three shitos in the Mishnah of what percentage of kosher, what ratio of kosher brine to non-kosher brine you need in order to be mevatel the brine. So in Mishnah Zayin we learned that if you have olives that are pickled together of truma and chulin, the tam is always going to transfer unless you're dealing with whole chulin olives and crushed or whole truma olives, meaning unless the chulin olives are whole, meaning whenever you have chulin olives that are crushed, they will always absorb tam from their neighboring truma olives. Not only that, they'll even absorb tam from the water that was left over from pickling of truma olives. But if you have whole chulin olives, then they will not absorb tam from any sort of truma olives. And then in Mishnah Ches we learned that when it comes to fish brine, the amount that you need for bittel is a three-way machlokas, either 960 to 1 ratio, 192 to 1 ratio, or Rabbi Yossi, the paradoxical shita that by fish brine we're actually more makel, because fish brine is not really asr midal raisa, it's not even considered to be a real yotze mina asr. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perak Yud, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.